Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we have been talking for weeks about the homicide trial of Sherron Shelton. You remember him. He is the man who was charged with five murders and the death of an unborn baby. It was the mass shooting out in Wilkinsburg nearly 4 years ago. It is a trial that went on for several weeks. The jury was out for several days. It's all over. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio has been covering this case. He joins us now from the Allegheny County Courthouse. Joe, welcome.
Hey, Lynn, good afternoon.
I can only imagine not guilty was the verdict. Tell me what's been happening at the courthouse since that verdict was announced today.
As soon as the verdict was announced, you know, there were family members, of course, from the five victims seated in the courtroom. They've been through this from the beginning. They've been sitting, attending the trial, and then waiting out the, this is day four of deliberations. And there was, there were tears, there was quiet weeping. The judge, Borkowski, had warned both sides because it's an unusual situation. You've got these two families, the family of the defendant, Mr. Shelton, the family of the five victims. They're seated on two sides of this large courtroom here in the Allegheny County Courthouse. And he warned them both not to have any kind of an outburst. They did not. But there was anger and some shouting from those victims' families when they left the courtroom as they passed by media members and left the building. That was anger there. Mr. Shelton, you know, when the verdict came down, you could see this weight, I guess, kind of lift from his shoulders. He sunk his head in relief. His head was in his hand. He kept looking down, and later, before the sheriff's deputies took him away because he's still jailed on other charges. There was a brief hug with defense attorney Randall McKinney, and that's what we saw in the courtroom. Since then, we've talked to McKinney. We've talked to his co-counsel, Wendy Williams, both defending Shelton. We have not heard from the prosecutors yet, although the DA spokesman Mike Manco came out a short time ago from Mr. Zappala's office and said there may be something later on. So we're kind of waiting for that right now, Lynn.
And what did, I don't know if you can paraphrase what Randall McKinney had to say. I mean, this has certainly, there have been more twists and turns in this trial than in a crime novel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. And part of it over the last few days has been these court filings, both from the prosecution and from the defense, kind of sniping at each other over various things, over witnesses, over testimony, over how the case was prosecuted. But when McKinney came out and talked to us, and Wendy Williams, he says he was elated for Shelton's family. He said that that he just didn't feel early on that there was enough evidence to make this case, and that they focused on Shelton early on to their own detriment, to the prosecution's detriment, that he felt they didn't follow up on other leads. We heard from Wendy Williams, the co-counsel, who said she called for some reform of the use of jailhouse witnesses and paid informants. Of course, that was one of the issues in this case from the beginning, and one of the reasons that the co-defendant, Robert Thomas, the charges were dropped against him even before the trial began. So that was the bulk of their testimony. We asked Williams what was Shelton's reaction with them, and she said that he shed tears. He kept saying, "I'm going to see my boys. I'm going to see my boys." He has two young boys who haven't seen him now for the better part of 3+ years.
And any indication, and I don't know if you know this, you mentioned that he will go back to the ACJ because he has other charges. Any idea what those charges are, or if he could, in fact, be getting released from the county jail anytime soon?
I'm not sure it'll be anytime soon, Lynn, because I know that, if you remember, he was actually brought into the jail initially on a probation violation and a firearms violation. So that still has to be dispensed with. How quickly that's going to happen, I'm not sure. I mean, it most certainly won't be today. It won't be over the next week, I don't think. But so he has to face that, but of course, much lesser charges than what he dealt with here.
I was going to say, yeah, but certainly sooner than he would have been had he been found guilty in this case. Joe DiStio, KDKA Radio, thank you for that. This has been a complicated case, and you have broken it down for us. We appreciate you joining us today on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Thank you, Lynn. We'll keep you.
All righty. Thanks, Joe.